Hey, this is the Buttman, and you're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Now to our studio and your host, local real estate expert and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Good morning, everybody. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So, we always start off the show kind of going through the status of what's going on in real estate in Central Florida. And basically, lots of great things that are happening here. When you're from a seller standpoint, basically, the market is very consistent and houses are going pretty quick. I know I was working with a buyer earlier this week, and we actually went out and saw, I think it was about 8 houses. And in those, out of those 8 houses, by the time we got done showing them, which we had, you know, picked them out a couple of days before, 4 out of the 8 were already under contract or had a contract on it. So we actually were able to get one of the houses that we put a contract that we, well, the house, the number one house, the house that they wanted. And we were able to get that list, that house. Basically, we were up against 4 other people in purchasing it. And our bid won. And the way that we did that was through a lot of the special things that we do. So I want to make sure that, you know, it's like when you are out there shopping today and you might think, okay, you're getting discouraged because you're not able to find exactly the house that you want or at the price that you want and everything like that. There are some tips and tricks that you can do in order to get that house that you want. And we employ all of them and all of that kind of stuff. So if it's something that you're interested in, just give us a call and we'll be happy to talk to you about it. And so you can figure out, you know, how you can get that house that you want. Because definitely at this point, it is a seller's market where you're finding that a lot of the homes are sitting is when they are not at market value. Pricing is still critical when it comes to that. Even the people that I was with this week, when we were looking at some houses, you know, their budget was up to, they wanted to go up to like $425,000. So if your house was outside of that range, I mean, they obviously weren't going to look at it. The house that they settled on was $380,000. So even though they were willing to go up to $425,000, you know, if your house is overpriced, you're not going to, you know, even be in the pool for them to look at. So it's really important that you do price your property right. And we've talked about that many times and all of those kinds of things, because what happens is if it's not priced correctly is that you're just going to have people looking at it online and saying no. You might have some drive-bys. And again, people are going to say no. And so the first place that you know that you're actually doing what you need to do to, on price is when you get people in the house. And our kind of bottom line number is that what we're looking for is that we want to have 10 showings in 10 days. And if we don't have that, then we know that we're somewhere off in the price. And if we, you know, then if we have 10 showings without an offer, then we also know that we're off at the price because, you know, people just aren't going to, you know, offer that. I know that, you know, there's a lot of people that I work with and everything, and some of them are just like, I just want to try this bottom line number, which is fine. I don't have a problem with it. I think that it opens the door to negotiation. So a seller should never take that as a negative comment when somebody gives an offer that is below what you want to accept. It's not insulting. They're just trying. I mean, it's the game, you know, it's not the be all and the end all. So you have to keep that in mind. But what happens is that once you get started in the negotiations, then you're able to go to that next level and come to what we call a meeting of the minds and come to an agreement where you can actually move forward. But there are those people out there that they do have it in their mind that they don't want to insult the seller. So they're not going to put in a lower price, even if they really like the home. And that might be the market value. So you have to be really careful when it comes to pricing your property and all of that. But when you do, like I said, in this market, you're going to get, you know, probably going to get it sold pretty quickly. And that's always a good thing. And the reasons for that is because we have a lot of new people coming to the area consistently that have jobs. Secondly, the other thing that we have going for us right now are the interest rates are super low. And so with that, it just makes sense that there's a lot of opportunity out there. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. And if you'd like to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So as always, we have a special report that we're going to be talking about today. And the one that we have today is called How to Stop Paying Rent and Own Your Own Home. So if you'd like a copy of this report, all you have to do is call 833-535-8081, extension 1001, and we'll be happy to send it out to you. You only need to leave us your email address or address, and we'll send it off to you. It's an 800 number, obviously, so nobody will be answering your call. It'll just be a machine type of deal, and you can leave that in there. But I think that, it's like people that are renting, it's like you don't realize how much money that you're putting into your landlord's pocket. And I know that I have this chart that's in our presentation, but it only goes up to $1,500 rent. And I know that there are some one bedrooms out there that are $1,500 rent. So, the rental prices out there are, continue to go up and up and up. But if you look at it and you were spending $1,500 in rent over 5 years, that would kind of come up to be in $60,000 that you spent in rent. So it's no small number. It's actually, quite significant, and that's at 1500 that it would end up being, $60,000 that you would spend over 5 years, on your rental fee. And so it's significant. So you want to make sure that if you're spending that money, that it's going to go where you want it to. So even if it's like I was talking to a guy that he bought his house 2 years ago and he was going to sell. The price had gone up a little bit and everything, and he had been making his payments to the tune of about, I think his payment was about $1,100 a month, somewhere in that range. He was selling the house for more money than what he had bought it for. And so he was going to put about 4 or 5 thousand in his pocket, which isn't a lot of money, but he was only paying $1,100 for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, with a big yard and with a garage and all of those kinds of things. And then he got the tax advantages for that as well. So even though he owned it for a couple of years, it still ended up being a very positive thing for him as opposed to renting. And so you really want to look at that. And because of the tax incentives, because of the way that the prices appreciate in general in real estate, no crystal ball that it's always going to do that, but it just makes sense to own versus renting many times. And there might be some things that you need to do in order to get yourself ready to rent, and that's what we're going to talk about today. But one of the things is that I have somebody that we rented a property to about 4 months ago. And so what they're looking at is when their lease is up is that they want to purchase a home. So what I suggested to them is that they get in touch with one of the lenders, and I gave them the name and number and everything, and they called him and he told them specifically, okay, this is what you need to do in order to be able to get a house 6 months from now. So what the things that, and it's simple things that that needed to be done. So gave him a copy of the credit report. On there were a couple of old medical bills that were on there. So one of the things that he said to do was to contact those medical people and see how much he needed to pay off on those medical claims in order to delete them from the credit report. And that's what he said. He gave very specific instructions that those things don't need to be paid off and on the credit report. They just need to be deleted from the credit report. And there is such a thing that you can settle with the medical people in order to do that. And the medical bills just kind of come up there without people knowing and everything what happens on that. And the reason that that does is because you submit everything to insurance and then you think everything else is paid and all of that kind of stuff. And then there might be some kind of little balance out there. And so you've got to deal with that. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at Central Florida Real Estate Radio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So what we're going over today is our free report, and it's how to stop paying rent and own your own home. In order to get this free report, all you have to do is call 833-535-8081, extension 1001, and we'll get it right off to you. You can either leave your email address or your address, and we'll be happy to send it off to you. So when what we were talking about right before the break is that, you know, that it, even if you're in a lease and you want to know maybe financially what you need to do to qualify to get a loan, you know, when your lease is over, one of my friends that actually their lease is up in 7 months, they actually talked to the lender and the lender told them, these are specifically the things that you can do today. And then when the time is right, you know, probably 5 months from now, when you're actually looking for a home, then, you know, you'll be good to go and you'll get a really good interest rate and all of those kinds of things by doing it. So it doesn't take much to do that. It just takes a little bit of effort. And so I think that it's always important to plan ahead. And that's one of the things that, you know, we want to talk about. But these are six little known facts that can help you buy your first home is what we're going to be talking about. So the first one is that you can buy a home with much less than you think. And when you're looking at that, you might think, well, you know, I need a lot of money to do that. But you know, what's amazing is that usually to get into a rental place, you have to have some kind of a deposit. You have to have a first month's rent, sometimes last month's rent, you know, all of those kinds of things. And basically, you can probably get into a house for that amount of money. You usually don't have to have that much. I mean, I was talking a couple of days ago to one of the new home builders, and they have some new homes that are out there. And he was talking about, he covers Polk County, but anyway, he was in Davenport, and he was telling me that they have USDA loans out there, which are 100% financing. So there's no down payment for that. You obviously do have some closing costs that are included in that. And so as a result of that, you know, you're going to need probably like what you would need for a down payment for an apartment or something. And so, and first month's rent and those kinds of things. And then the builder actually is contributing closing costs in order for you to get into that home too. So you usually need a lot less money than you think in order to get a home. And I was talking also in the first segment about a couple that I'm working with that we got their offer accepted on a home, you know, this last week. And basically, you know, what the scoop is on that is that, you know, they're not first time home buyers or anything like that. And they can actually get a loan at 5% down is basically what it is, a conventional loan. And they, because their credit's so good and all of that kind of stuff, they don't have the PMI and all of those kinds of things that are out there. So they're really in great shape in order to, you know, get that thing done and have no trouble, you know, sailing through the process. But, and they were originally going to put 10% down, but then in talking to the lender and looking at the different programs, they decided that 5% was a better fit for them. So regardless of, you know, what's going on there, that's absolutely something that you can do. You can figure out, you know, what's your best deal that you want to do? What amount of money do you want to put down in order to get that going? And as a first-time buyer, which a first-time buyer is considered anybody that hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years, then you can get, an FHA loan at 3.5% down, and there are some conventional products at 3% down. So in talking to the mortgage lenders and actually finding out what's the best deal for you ends up being, obviously what you should go with. But looking at all of the options that are out there for you, then that's a really good thing to do as well. And the VA loans, if you're a veteran, I mean, Veterans Day was earlier this week, and if you're a veteran and you can get a VA loan, then that's a great deal to get as well, another 100% financing option. So there's a lot of options out there, and like I said, the number one thing is that you can buy a home with much less down than you think. But if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So the number two thing that we have on here is that you may be able to get your lender to help you with down payment and closing costs. And as you guys have probably heard, commercials for some of the lenders around town and that kind of stuff that offer that they'll pay your closing costs in certain circumstances and that kind of thing. And basically, it's like everybody needs to get paid, so the money's got to come from somewhere. But there are ways that you can, work some of those payments maybe into your loan and that kind of thing to make things happen. And there's options out there that will help you so that you can make sure that you can get somebody to help you with the closing costs. As I mentioned earlier, that the in the new home communities, they're very famous for throwing some money towards the closing costs. There are conditions that you need to use their preferred lender and those kinds of things, which just means, and the reason that they do that is because they know if you're using their lender approves you that they're going to get the deal closed, and that's what they're looking for. So they want to make sure that, that happens. We've been able to get around that in a few situations, and one of the lenders that I'm working with, he's shown different things that even that his prices are so competitive that even he'll beat everything that new home lender was giving, those closing costs, he can beat that. So you just have to look at apples to apples when you're looking at that. So that would be another thing. The number three thing is that you might be able to get a seller to help you with to buy and financing your home. And in this market, with everything going as quick as it is, it's a little bit tougher for some of the sellers to agree to pay closing costs. And their biggest issue with that is not that they're not willing to do it, but they're really concerned about the appraisal. So if there's something going on that with the appraisal that it comes in lower, and then you've got closing costs on top of that, that's just not a good situation for the seller. And so your offer is going to be stronger if today's market, if you don't ask the seller for that when there's a lot of competition. If you're not competing against anybody, then obviously it's not a problem to do at all. But in this market, it's a little bit tougher. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. And what I'm talking about today are our free report of how to stop paying rent and own your own home. And so it's like you don't want to necessarily feel trapped anymore, which, saving for a down payment. You don't want to stop lining your landlord's pockets and stop wasting thousands of dollars on rent is basically what this report is. So if you'd like to get it, all you have to do is dial 833-535-8081, extension 1001, and we'll be happy to send it out to you. Just leave us your email address or your address, and we'll get it right off to you. So one of the things that it's talking about on here is, you know, if you have problems with your credit rating, and I talked about this a little bit earlier, that, you know, we have lender partners and people that we can work with that aren't going to cost you any money to actually go ahead and see what you need to do in order to get, you know, qualified for a home. And sometimes there's credit counselors out there and they do a great service, don't get me wrong. But what they're doing is that they're getting your credit, you know, in a better place for a different purpose than buying a home. And so when you're buying a home, you know, you've got different things that the lenders are looking at and that the people are giving you money for a lender than maybe somebody that's giving you a loan on a car or something else. So you have to make sure that when you're working with the people, you know, to get your credit in the shape that you want it in. And if you're in the 700s and 800s, generally there's not too much that you need to do. But if you're hovering around the low sixes and maybe even into the fives, if you get your credit score above 640, it makes a lot of difference in regards to, you know, what kind of loans you qualify for, number one. And number two, it also makes it a big difference in the amount of interest that you're going to be paying, as well as that private mortgage insurance, or the PMI or the MI. It's a lot of different terms, but it's basically an additional fee that you get charged because of your credit score. So you really want to do the best that you can to make sure that your credit score is the best that it can be, but you definitely want to make sure that it's actually something that's going to help you in the march to getting a house if that's what your goal is. And so basically when it comes down to it, it's usually little things that you can do. I mean, it might say, okay, pay, they have all these scenarios that say that simulators that they put in your information. And then what they do is that they'll put in there, okay, if we paid off this credit card, you know, down to this amount of money, what that would do to the score. And so it's all of those kinds of things that they're doing. And so that's what I'm saying, that it's not necessarily a lot of things that you need to do. It's just a couple of little things that you do that are going to make a big difference in order to, you know, allow you to get a house. And the better your credit score is, the lower your payment's going to be and all of those things. And if you've got some time left on your lease right now, even if you just started on it, I would start on the process to know where you're at and where you're going, so that when the time is right, probably 9 months from now, if you just signed a lease right now, probably with about 3 months left to go on your lease, that it's time to get things going, you know, on your home purchase. And basically, you know, the leases in Florida are usually written one of two ways. One way is that, you know, if you want to get out of your lease, you have to pay the rest of the payments for the lease period. And so you have to, you know, it's like kind of keeps you in there. And then the other option, which most of the time you get to choose which option you get, is that if you do have to get out of your lease for some reason, that your penalty is 2 months' rent. And so I obviously suggest that that's the one that you go with, because it doesn't cost you any more money to do that. And it just gives you more options. So there's many times where, as if you would find a house, I mean, perhaps the seller would give you, you know, like a month or two of your rent in fees and that kind of stuff, so that you don't have to worry about paying those extra fees. So it's really, there's a lot of things that can be done when it comes to looking at, you know, what you want to do in order to buy a house. So there is another program that's out there that allows you to rent a home that you're going to buy. Obviously, there's a little bit of a fee for that. There's market rent that you're going to be paying for that. And then anytime that you want to buy, you just have to give them 60 days notice. And you have up to 5 years to purchase the home. And basically, it comes down to that, you know, they're going to actually purchase a home that's on the market for you. And then you're able to rent it out at market rent. You know what the rent's going to be year one through five. You know what the purchase price is going to be in room in years one through five. But every year is only a 1 year lease. So at the end of year one, if you don't want to stay in the house, you can leave and you have no penalty. It's just like renting a regular house. But say that you're there for 3 months and you decide that you're ready to purchase. All you have to do is let them know, and within 60 days you can actually own that home. So if you know you're having a hard time finding a rental house, that's also another great program that's out there, you know, to help you, you know, get where you're going. And that really works good for people that have maybe gone through a bankruptcy, that have gone through a foreclosure, that maybe you've had, you know, some kind of tragedy or something like that that happened to you that gives you options in order to make things happen. And so that's your best bet or another option that's out there. But if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Remember, if you would like to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. So another thing that it says on our free report, going back to that right here, is it says that you can and should get pre-approved for a home loan before you go looking for a home. And I think that this is absolutely very important to do, because what happens is that you've got when you know how much money you've got to spend and what the limits are based on your credit score and all of those kinds of things, then you can go out there with confidence and get the home that you want, that you're going to end up with the payment that you want. I mean, some of the things that we have to look at is we have to look at, okay, how much are the taxes on the property? How much is the homeowners association? And is there a CDD? Now, in a lot of new home communities, there is a CDD, which is a community district development. And what that is that is a bond that was floated on the neighborhood or whatever. And so the payment back of that bond is put into the taxes. So instead of it being a homeowners association fee that it would possibly be, it now is included in your taxes. So there's some different communities around that have those CDDs. And in the new homes communities, they're fairly prevalent today. So when you are looking at new homes, you need to ask that question, is there a CDD on this community? And then how much is it and how much of it has to be paid? There's always the bond portion that was the infrastructure that was put together in the first place. And then the second part of it is the maintenance of the area and those kinds of things too. So all of those things are out there that you need to look at and know. And so that's obviously why we're here, to help you navigate through all of those things that you run into. So there's a lot that comes to it when it comes to purchasing a home. But the bottom line is that if you have someone like us to guide you through it, it's going to make it a lot easier for you to do it. There's no reason to spend $1,500 on rent. 5 years later, you wake up and you $60,000 down the drain, whereas, you know, your loan balance could be paying off for that amount of money. You have tax write-offs and all kinds of things right there. We actually have calculators that we can go into that actually help you know, with all of those things. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. And, you know, one of the things I kind of want to skip gears a little bit, our free report that we were talking about. If you'd like that, it's 833-535-8081, extension 1001. And that's How to Stop Renting and Buy a Home is the name of that report. But I want to talk a little bit about today about features that help your home sell faster. You know, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, that it is a seller's market for all intents and purposes for most homes, you know, out there right now. But how your home looks really, really matters. You know, it comes down to it that you don't want to be lazy on this when it comes to putting your house on the market. It's not big things that you need to do to make your house stand out above all the others, but if it does stand out above all the others, you're going to get a lot more offers and you're going to end up putting more money in your pocket. And so that's one of the things that we do on our listings appointments, or if you want a free home evaluation, one of the things that we offer is that we're going to tell you the things that you should and shouldn't do in order to get top dollar. But it really makes a big difference. And the number one thing is, you know, curb appeal, obviously. It's like when people are pulling up to the home, if it's not up to their expectations when they see it in real life, then they're just going to drive by and they're not going to go into the home. And so what you want to do is that you really want to make sure that you've got that best foot forward. I mean, maybe it's just putting a planter of flowers or something outside or something like that that's going to spruce up the home a little bit. Fresh paint on the front door is something that would make a big difference at all as well. And there's little things that you can do that definitely are going to make your home get more offers and get above top dot above, you know, asking price and all of those kinds of things. The number two thing is that when you come in is cleanliness. I mean, it's, you know, it's really interesting when you go into a house and, you know, there's like simple things like, I was looking at one house this week and there were bugs on the floor. Now, it's not a big deal to pick up those bugs, they were dead bugs, but still there are dead bugs on the floor. And the thing is that, so when the people looked at it, I mean, their immediate thing was, oh my gosh, what else is wrong with this house? And then as we walked around, we saw some cracked wall plates. And those are like 59 cents at, you know, Lowe's or Home Depot or something like that to put new ones on there. So when you're doing those kinds of things, and those little things really do make a difference, because, you know, everything that people see like that is that they're discounting your price and they're eliminating it because there are the houses out there that look awesome. You know, that they've got the new flooring or they've just gotten everything cleaned or a fresh coat of paint here or there, and everything is in its place. You don't have a lot of clutter. And so when you're looking at a house that's got all of those clutter type things or cleanliness issues or bug issues or anything like that, all of those things are things that are going to, you know, take down the price of your home. I remember one buyer that I was working with, and we were, you know, I mean, they've got like four kids and their kids are tiny, you know, like they're 2, 3, 4, you know, somewhere around there. So, you know, they're not the neatest at all times. The kids aren't, you know, so they're always, you know, after them to clean up and all of that kind of stuff, but they have a lot of stuff. And so what happened is that we were looking at the new homes, or we were looking at the new homes they wanted to move into because they had run out of space and they needed more space. And so we were looking, and the wife turned to me and she said, oh my gosh, I realized that our house actually has to look as good as these houses here in order to get it sold, instead of how it looks right now with all the kids running around and, you know, all of their toys hanging around and all of that kind of stuff. And she realized that, yes, there was a little bit of work, because you could really see the difference in a house that wasn't ready to sell really and a house that was. And you know, it's like, I know people are busy, I know they've got a lot to do and all of those kinds of things, but what you have to realize is that those kinds of things are actually going to make thousands of dollars of difference in your pocket. And so it's worth it to go ahead and, you know, do those things and put everything in its place. And I was talking to one lady, and they're putting their house on the market here in the next couple of weeks, right after Thanksgiving. And you know, they have a lot of they've added some extra stuff in their closet because you know, their closet's too small for the two of them and that kind of thing. And so she's and so I said, well, you really need to get rid of that extra clothes rack that you've got going there. And she said, but what am I going to do with it? I said, well, you know, you're moving. And so some of those clothes that you're not going to be wearing for the next 3 months, you know, let's go ahead and pack them up. She was like, oh, okay, I can do that. But packing those clothes up are going to make a huge difference in the amount of money that they're going to get for their house, because their closet's not going to look jammed. It's not going to look like it's not enough room. Because when somebody sees your stuff is jammed in there, they're going to think, oh my gosh, I'm going to be just as jammed. So you don't want that to happen. But if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So just wanted to talk to you about our house of the week that we're talking about today. This is actually a condo in downtown Celebration, and it is, you know, over 1360 square feet. Now, this is actually on Market Street, and if you've ever been, you know, to Celebration, it actually has a balcony that looks over, well, it's over the shops. And then it looks over at the restaurants and you can see the lake and all of those kinds of things from the balcony. So it's really, you know, nice, unique, all of that kind of thing that goes along with it. The price point on it is $229,000. And it's definitely, you know, it's a 2-bedroom, 2.5-bath condo. It's got, you know, upgraded flooring and everything, stainless steel appliances. All of those things are out there. So the house is just move-in ready, ready for you to come on in and make it your home. This, you know, this condo development has a continuing lawsuit that is going on it. So the price is very good, you know, for it. If the, when this lawsuit gets settled that was on deferred maintenance and is moving along in the right direction, then when that gets settled, then the prices will go up significantly. So if you're looking for a bargain that is going to go ahead and increase in value significantly once this lawsuit is over and it's in perfect shape and gives you a great place to hang out. So you've got probably 8 to 10 restaurants minimum that you can walk to right from that place. And then there's plenty of parking behind. And this year, you know, I know that Celebration for the holidays, they're doing their events, but they're doing them a lot different than they have in the past. They're going to do sporadic snowing instead of snowing on every hour and that kind of stuff to keep the crowds down. And they're going to have the places like the strollers and that kind of stuff of singers and that kind of thing, but they're not going to have the big concert kind of things that would keep people going. So you could watch all that stuff directly from your balcony and, you know, just be a part of all of the holidays and everything like that right there from your own home. And so that's our house of the week. Again, it's on Market Street, over 13, I think it's about 1400 square feet and a great deal. So there's lots of opportunities for lots of houses out there that just came on the market one day ago. So, you know, it's still available and everything. And like I said, you know, properties are going quick, but they need to be priced right. And there's a lot of people that are coming around and all that kind of good stuff. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com and have a great week. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.